What have you got to say, Jeeves? What have you got to say?
Sir,
your job's to protect me and to cushion me from shocks, not to let the poor young master end up crouching in a box. Leave him posing as a coat, stand there the minute someone knocks. No, somebody's got to pay, Jeeves. Somebody's got to pay.
If you would allow me,
threatened with a lynch mob, and I lose my oldest friends. I'm embroiled with random females bent on dire romantic ends. Yours is frankly not a judgment, Jeeves, on which a chap depends. It's bordering on risque, Jeeves. Utterly day, classe.
If I might,
your job's to inspire me with encouragement and praise, not abandon me with Stiffy in some frightful leafy maze, not to make me change my name 3 times in just as many days. Here am I in an extreme position, General Custer out of ammunition, didn't get here by my own volition. As Tennyson once thundered, someone here has badly blundered.
Sir.
It's chaos and disarray, Jeeves, misery and dismay.
Perhaps I could enter.
Calling this a shambles is to understate the case. Look at all these banjo lovers, not a dry eye in the place. I shall never have the nerve again to look them in the face. So what have you got to say, Jeeves? What have you got to say?
I fear I must confess it, sir. Despite my best endeavors to ensure a fluid narrative, things haven't gone to plan. Events were overtaken, sir, by unseen technicalities. I really can assure you, though, I've done the best I can. There comes the odd occasion, sir, when facing up to destiny, we do as well remembering a man is but a man. You have my firm assurances that come a grand denouement, sir. Events will all resolve themselves in spite of come what may. I only can apologize for any inconvenience injurious to your dignity that happens on the way. I simply wish to emphasize I have your interests uppermost, and that, sir, in conclusion, sir, is all I have to say.